Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It's 11:06 a.m. here in the district. You hear that OAR playing, that means time to talk to our guy, Mr. Barstool Nate. Check in on his foot, on everything going on in New York and the world all over. Nate Dogg, what's up, buddy?
Fellas, how are you? Happy May 30th. Happy post-Memorial Day weekend. Summer's about to start. It's about to get hot as hell outside. How are you guys?
I am pro-summer, so I am fired up about this.
Good.
Before we get started, how's the ankle?
So the ankle has always been great. It was the five bones in my foot that I obliterated to hell. Wow. But it is feeling better. Thank you so much for asking. I'm feeling very optimistic this morning. I woke up. I could wiggle my toes. I haven't been able to do that. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling optimistic. I have a follow-up appointment in about a week and a half where they will basically tell me my future. So good vibes. Feeling all right. Got the big boot on, got this tank on my foot. And I'm hoping that I'm healing like Wolverine, you know, like I'm hoping that I just have these like super strong, rebirth my bones genes and that I'm back on my feet again, training for my boxing match with you again, B Mitch, and just ready to go by football season.
I would love to see that boxing match. Dude, we got
I can't beat up a senior citizen. You know that.
We got some news.
I'll tie one arm behind my back.
We got some news here.
Yes, sir.
According to Tariq El-Bashir and others, the Caps are planning to hire Spencer Carberry as their next head coach. I don't know if you're being real or not here, but you love the hire, at least on Twitter. Get us up to speed. Tell us what we need to know about Spencer Carberry.
So what I know about him is he coached down in South Carolina for the Caps ECHL affiliate, the South Carolina Stingrays, had a ton of success, moved up to Hershey, had a lot of success. I think just glancing at it, he's only had one ever losing record as a head coach, and that was out in the OHL. But in the ECHL and AHL, he's been very successful. He's been the assistant coach up in Toronto for the last couple of years, and he's been getting interviews left and right from other teams and the Caps. You know, like he grew up, what's his, 10 seasons coaching for Caps, AHL, and ECHL affiliates. So he knows the players, he knows the ownership group, he knows everything, and now he's going to be the head coach in Washington. He's known for developing young players, which obviously is going to be a huge need for the Caps in the next couple of seasons with this old core kind of being not phased out, but you know, they're just getting old. Things are changing. Retirement's coming for a bunch of these old guys, and we're going to need to develop a young new core. And I really, from everything I've read about him and heard about him, he seems like the guy to do it. So I'm very optimistic about him.
What is it that we need to see from with this new hire compared to what they had prior?
Mm-hmm. So Spencer Carberry, he's a first-time NHL head coach. I like getting a new guy who isn't, you know, a retread, isn't beat down by bouncing around the league and getting jaded by ownership and GMs. He's young. He's fresh. He thinks outside the box. He understands that he needs to play young players. We have Laviolette was not very into playing young players and giving them minutes. And where the Caps are right now, we have Ovi, who obviously is Alexander Ovechkin. But the problem is the other guys around him, like Backstrom, who with his hip, he's never going to be the same again. Carlson, who's getting up there in age. Oshie, who can't stay on the ice for more than, 50 games per season. He's just always so banged up. We need a guy who can come in, give young guys minutes, earn their trust, give them confidence, and, not let the Caps fall off. We don't want to be this team that goes through 5-10 years of rebuilding. And everything I've read, again, I don't know a ton about him. I've only done my research. He seems like a guy who gets it, who understands it, who the players like, who they play for. And when he trusts the young guys and they trust him, I think a lot of cool things can happen.
So here's what I want to ask. We're talking with our friend Barstool Nate. According to a lot of reports, including Tarik El-Bashir here locally with The Athletic, the Caps are about to hire, it's not a done deal, but closing in. This dude
seems like it, right? Yeah.
Elliot Friedman, I guess, is Canadian Adam Schefter of hockey, is what my interpretation of this is. Elliot Friedman says, this will not come as a huge surprise to many, but hearing Washington is closing in on Spencer Carberry as its next head coach. So, Nate Dogg, I want to ask you this. With Jeff Halpern, who's a local guy, played for the Caps, obviously, I think came up through, the little Caps and everything.
Yep. He's been right?
Yeah, he's been winning rings with the Lightning, right, as an assistant coach there. And when I thought that would be a perfect fit, just because, it's like a return home story, and a lot of the Caps people I spoke to, and certainly the experts on Twitter, were like, no, that's not the right guy. He hasn't been a head coach before. You need a veteran for this veteran team. Now it looks like they're going with a first-time head coach, just a different guy. What makes this guy right and Halpern wrong?
That's an interesting question because I get where you're coming from. Obviously, I'm not sitting in on those meetings.
Right, and maybe he just had a bad interview. I don't know.
Yeah, Halpy, everybody loves. He was a captain of the Capitals. He played in Tampa where he's been coaching the last few seasons now. Really gritty guy, undrafted, came up from Potomac, became, I think he played in Washington for 6 years or so. It would have been awesome to see him behind the bench. I trust the Capitals front office that they made the right choice. I like that Carberry has been in – he grinded his way up, He never played in the NHL. He never even played in the AHL. The highest he played was for South Carolina in the ECHL. Became an assistant coach there and then immediately took over as the head coach and has had nonstop success, nonstop winning seasons. I don't know why Halpern was not hired, but I can't say that I'm angry at who they did hire. It's not like they went out and got a Mike Babcock.
They
got this old guy who's going to come in and just be angry and annoying.
Who's the jerk? The absolute jerk. I think he was coaching Columbus last. He definitely coached the Flyers. You know the guy I'm talking about.
On ESPN now. John Tortorella?
Yeah. I'm just glad they didn't get one of those dudes. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And apparently,
100%.
I'm reading from Russian Machine Never Breaks here that Carberry had a lot of options. It seems like the Rangers and the Ducks asked about him. And, dude, he's coming into an organization where he's going to understand how things work if he coached Hershey for so long. Does it matter to you? Does it matter that he's barely older than Ovechkin? I think he's 3 or 4 years older than Ovi.
No, doesn't bother me whatsoever. I'm not ageist like you are. I think you just hired the
best man.
You just
called Bimich a senior citizen. I'm not ageist.
I'm probably the most ageist person in the world. You're right. I don't think age matters here. You hire the best man for the job. It seems like it happens. It was almost Sean McVay, oh my God, he's so young. When you have the guy, you have the guy, and you don't let that guy go. Imagine letting a guy like Sean McVay walk out the door because he's too young or something ridiculous sure. like that. I can't ever imagine doing that. So when you have your head coach, you have your head coach. I don't think age matters. And I think, you know, Ovi is a unicorn. He's one of a kind. He's still going to be Ovi, but this isn't a hire for Ovi. Ovi is still going to be Ovi. He's still going to score his 40 goals. This is a hire for everybody else. This is a development hire. This is a power play hire. This is a it's not even taking a flyer because he has success, but it's like, let's take a flyer on this first-time NHL head coach. He's the hot guy in the league. Let's not let him get out. Like, after this interview, let's not let him out the door. Let's get pen to paper and have a head coach for the next 4 years. I'm very optimistic.
Okay. I think, and B, I'm curious if you agree with this, the Caps largely get the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
they have a championship.
Right.
And they were in the playoffs.
Right, and they have, you know, the greatest goal scorer of a generation anyway.
Yeah.
So you want to believe in what they're doing. They definitely need to develop young talent. So if this dude can focus on that. B, when you got late in your career, and I'm not comparing you to Ovi or Backstrom or something, but when you got late in your career, how much coaching did you need? Like, was it more just about strategy on game days, or was it the day-to-day stuff that you needed?
The day-to-day stuff. I think the coaching, you understand that, but you just want somebody to, you know, make sure all the details are right there in front of you. And I think some coaches are better at it than others. You know, a lot of the young coaches are trying to impress. You know what I mean? And you don't need that. You don't need them to come and impress me about anything. They can just keep moving on that. But those that can just get you more focused, hyper-focused on what needs to be done, those are the ones that really, really makes the world of difference.
And I do think the Caps have – so here's a name for everybody to keep in mind. His name is Ivan – his last name is so long. Like Miroshenko. And he was the 20th pick in the 2020 draft. People thought he could have gone top five, but he ended up getting diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma, and he dropped down to 20th. But he is an absolute beast. He's a tank. He can score. He can hit. And he could be – he's Russian, obviously. He could be our next big thing. And the Caps needed a young head coach.
Is he fully healthy now? I mean, that's clearly a scary situation.
Yes, fully healthy now, and he is just a – he's young, he's 19, but he is a name to look out for. I was watching YouTube videos of him, while I was just laid up with my foot elevated, and I'm like, oh boy, we might have something here. Obviously, it's easy to get excited about anybody from a YouTube highlight video, but just someone to keep in mind, the I-man, Ivan.
Landfill, tell me it's May 30th without tell me it's May 30th is me, Nate, and B-Mitch talking hockey minor league prospects. If you want to know that it's May 30th, there you go.
All right, we can talk. Let's talk RG3.
Okay. What do you got?
Do you think you should come back one more try?
God. No. Something else happened last night, or I guess two nights ago, beyond the Celtics getting smoked. Secession.
Smoked. Huge smoked.
You're a secession guy, right?
I'm not. I never watched after season two.
Okay. All right, then never
great
mind.
Show. Really enjoyed it. I'm just bad at watching TV.
Okay. I watched it the other night. It was good. I'm confident B doesn't watch it.
No.
Landville, you watch it?
I saw all of them on Stephen Colbert doing the interview.
There you go.
All of the people that act in it.
I didn't know you watched Colbert.
I love Colbert. I love his monologue, then I turn it off.
Wow. Yeah.
He's funny as hell.
You learn something new every day.
Oh,
he's hysterical for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Stephen Colbert makes my favorite kind of ice cream. Have you ever had it?
He makes your favorite ice cream.
So Ben and Jerry's will like hire people that they like to make an ice cream.
Uh-huh.
So it's Ben and Jerry's, Stephen Colbert, Americone Dreams. It's banging.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bring you some in.
Okay, I'm going to bring the ice cream.
Are you like Bluebell or something, right?
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Bluebell is your go-to.
Unbelievable.
What is it?
Bluebell.
What is the flavor?
Oh, I like the butter pecan. I like the French vanilla. And also, they have the cherry vanilla. Now, that one, off the chain.
Nate, what's your favorite ice cream?
I'm so glad you asked. I've been on the biggest so cookies and cream kick of my life. I would put my current cookies and cream kick up against anybody's cookies and cream cake. I am eating it, I don't want to say every night, but I'm on like 3 to 4 times a week right now of cookies and cream ice cream.
I love cookies and cream. But I do have a thought here, buddy. 3 to 4 nights a week of cookies and cream with probably not a lot of physical activity due to the foot. That could be dicey.
I am raising my hand right now.
You could be a little Robert Newhouse.
I am getting big, boys. I am doing.
So you try to be a LeVon Kirkland at linebacker, huh?
I'm getting zero exercise. I'm laying down, I don't know, 23 out of the 24 hours a day. I have ordered in every meal since 2 Fridays ago, whenever I did this to myself. French fries with every meal, bagels around the clock. I am grotesque. I'm disgusting. I need to mix in a salad if I want to see 2024. I just placed an order for lunch, Chick-fil-A, delicious. But I think starting tomorrow, or June 1st, B-Mitch, we're going to be healthy again, all right? That's my word to you.
How many days are in May? 31 or 30?
31.
31. Okay, so we got two more days in May. Nate, last one.
June 1st, I'll do a couple bicep curls, and I'll start eating salads. Because, B-Mitch, I love you.
Do
I
the 12-ounce curls.
You. Yeah.
last one, because we got to go.
Yep.
You are loudly kind of out on Sam Howell. We've now
do not even. I am in on Sam Howell. I am very, very, very in on Sam Howell. Do not say I'm out on him. That is not true.
Landfill, should we play some tape from just 2 months ago with our friend Nate Dogg?
Yeah.
I think my point
he
about
was
Sam
still
Howell
in on Redhead then.
Well, no, he was in on Lamar. It was Lamar.
But he was, you know, this is the same guy that was totally in on Carson Wentz.
Wentz, correct. So my
Which
point
means we
Sam
don't
Howell
need to listen to nothing always, he says about quarterbacking.
It's always been pretty clear. I thought if you had the chance to get an MVP quarterback when your current quarterback is Sam Howell, a fifth-round pick with one career start, you should always try to get the MVP quarterback. If Sam Howell is our starter, which it appears he is, I am all in on him. I love every single quarterback from John Beck to Mark Sanchez to whoever you want else to say, Donovan McNabb, sure. I'm in on Sam Howell. I don't, based on the history of NFL, think that he's going to be the most successful quarterback, and that's fine. But I am not poo-pooing him. I am on his bandwagon. I am running the bandwagon. I'm carrying tickets on the bandwagon. I'm serving drinks on the bandwagon. I'm cleaning the bathrooms on the bandwagon. I am a Sam Howell guy.
Clean bathrooms on the Sam Howell bandwagon. That's what we need to know. Thank you, buddy. Good luck with the foot. Good luck with the
Thank
ice cream.
You guys. Believe me, I'm going to demolish some ice cream tonight.
See you, bud. That's our guy, Barstool Nate. You can follow him on Twitter and Instagram at Barstool Nate. What I'm thinking is I want to get into the Howell discussion, and I want to ask if we are ash-burning ourselves because there's going to be a lot of buzz. I just was talking to Bickle before he left, and he's like, hey, man, I heard Howell look pretty good, and he did. But I say this often. When you take the photos before senior prom, you better look good. What is going on? I don't know what. Like an incredible amount of farm animals just started making noise on B-Mitch's phone.
Farm animals, they're my friends, man.
One thing I do know. Last night, I got crabs. Maryland crabs. Probably by way of Louisiana. But shout out to Tim Walsh and the people at Capital Crab. The crabs were awesome. I sat out on my porch with my wife, and we picked crabs. And you know what? We didn't have to worry about the rain. It was kind of cold. We didn't have to worry about that because Paul Henry has transformed my back porch from a rinky-dink old screened-in joint to a beautiful, weather-controlled, great place to sit and try to entertain your wife. Paul Henry has changed my home. Every window in my house, my back porch, all of it. Working with Paul Henry is working with a family-owned company that you can trust for the best deal and the best service.
And Paul's done my house, too. So what we did this weekend, we had some crawfish and crabs.
Ooh.
So we were able to open the windows.
Both from Maryland.
And shut the screen so we could still get a little bit outside in. Sat out there, ate some crabs, and also some people were sitting outside because that's what they wanted to do, get the full effect of the air. But Paul did my windows, and he also did the doors. And now I've told you, when I can open up the doors, open the blinds, open up everything, it brings all the outside in for me. He does a great job, and he'll do the exact same thing for you. So give Paul a call right now to receive $100 off each window with the 5-window minimum and up to $500 off each door. Contact Paul Henry's Window Installation today and tell him B. Mitch and Finley sent you. PaulHenry'sWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit PitchHitRun.com today.